Welcome to Somewhere Out There, the official Maddie zine of Maddie's rockin' website. Welcome to our debut edition. Save Uzaki-chan from the Whiny Butts by Matthew Martinez. Uzaki-chan wants to hang out, created by artist Takashi Aoshima, stylized Take, is a manga first published in July 2018. The story features extrovert Hana, Uzaki-chan, and her adventures with her former swim coach, introvert Shinichi Sakurai, senpai. Uzaki-chan wants her senpai to be more outgoing. From faraway places like Totori, Japan, strange to America places like a cat cafe, to mundane places like a technology store, the optometrist, and even the coffee shop where senpai works. Hana will go to any lengths to achieve her goal, much to senpai's annoyance. There's just two particular things about Uzaki-chan. Her upper frontals, emphasized by the shirt she wears with the Japanese phrase sugoi dekai, or so big. Her breast size has drawn criticism from Uzaki-chan's homeland of Japan due to the Japanese Red Cross blood drive campaign in 2019. The campaign features a modified cover of Volume 3, which has Uzaki-chan wearing her work clothes with a text bubble with the following translated from Japanese. Senpai, have you not given blood? Or perhaps, are you afraid of needles? Now, breast size is supposed to arouse my libido because I'm a man. A monster, if you will. At least that's what some feminists and their male sympathizers on social media say. As mentioned, I have read the first six volumes of the manga and have seen the anime's first season. Senpai has accidentally grabbed both of Uzaki-chan's breasts, each on separate occasions while blindfolded, and female characters featured in the manga have been scantily dressed in the front, back, and between chapters and pages of the manga. But I personally feel that Uzaki-chan herself is not over-sexualized. The outrage comes from female Twitter accounts criticizing Uzaki-chan's character design. While some users demand the series' cancellation, others have redrawn Uzaki-chan so she looks, quote-unquote, realistic. Of course, there's also a group of men who go along with some of the ladies' complaints in hopes of scoring a date or some other type of affair. So they parrot or put down whoever presents a differing opinion. We'll call the people who are upset about the character design whiny butts. Although there are a few, they are rather vocal. Although people have a right to their own opinion, these feminists are contradicting themselves if they truly believe in body positivity. If they believe a woman should be happy and confident in their body, then they should think twice about if a series should be canceled based on the character on the outside rather than the story told on the inside. Note, although Volume 1 of the manga collection debuted in July 2018, Uzaki-chan wa Asubatai was first published in comic form online via Nico Nico in December 2017. Publication name origin, see page 2. Page 2. And now a recipe for the famous drink, the Arnold Palmer. Ice, 1 cup of unsweet tea, and 2 cups of lemonade. Fill an empty glass with ice. Pour the unsweet tea in the empty glass, followed by the lemonade. Stir if needed. Do not use sweet tea due to the additional sugar levels. Adjust recipe to cup size. Switch measurements and add additional cup of tea if you enjoy Mr. Palmer's preferred recipe. Best enjoyed outside, inside if you're editing videos or if you're with popcorn. And happy 40th anniversary to Late Night with David Letterman, the most keen show in the world ever. And now, a note from the editor. Where did the name of this publication come from? My birth mother gave it to me in a letter she wrote to me sometime after I was adopted by my parents in 1991. The song was written by James Horner, Barry Mann, and Cynthia Wheel, and was performed by Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram for the 1986 film An American Tale. The lyrics and the film deal with two estranged people, mice in the film, who hope to be reunited someday, somewhere out there, out where dreams come true. It is a beautiful song that I only listened to
30 years later,
because I was looking through my chest of drawers and came across the letters my birth mother sent in my infancy. After listening to the song a few times, I felt myself getting choked up during the guitar bridge performed by Bob Mann. But for the rest of the song, I found myself singing along to James Ingram's parts. Perhaps it's because I fancy myself a baritone, too. I left my mother's arms on April the 11th, 1991, and was flown from Dallas to San Antonio to live with the Martinez family of Eva and Benny Ray, BR for short. Up until 1994, my mother sent letters sending love and well wishes for me, and giving an update on her status. The only reason we lost contact soon after was because I started going to school, and that took up all of my time until I graduated college in 2018. 3 years later, I found her letters in my drawer, where I knew I left them, and started reading them. And one of the letters mentioned Somewhere Out There as the song my mother picked out for me before I was delivered to my adopted parents. As of the writing of this article, I have yet to contact my birth mother, but I plan to contact her soon, so somewhere out there, a mother will, hopefully, look forward to reuniting with their son, and that son will definitely be looking forward to reuniting with his mother. Signed, Matthew Martinez. Page 3. Concentration with Jack Nars, a chill game show. In March of 2020, Fremantle's Buzzer Network started airing episodes of the classic game show Concentration, starring veteran game show host Jack Nars. Contestants tried to match two pairs of prizes contained on a 30-square board. Underneath the puzzle, two parts of the rebus puzzle are exposed, and the contestant in control gets to solve the puzzle. If successful, the contestant gets a chance to solve two more rebus puzzles, one for $100, the other for a car. Other prizes were added to the mix during the final year of the show's run. A handful of episodes were uploaded to YouTube in the years prior to Buzzers adding the show to their primetime lineup, so I had a general idea of how the show worked. But as I started watching and recording the show, I noticed a feeling inside that I don't usually get when watching Wheel of Fortune, which aired opposite Concentration on San Antonio's CBS affiliate. Instead of being involved in watching as someone watching sports, I instead felt myself trying to remember where the prizes were, as well as trying to solve the rebus puzzle before the contestant. I found this to be relaxing as a result. I would often save my excitement for when someone clears the board of all the prizes and solves the puzzle, or when someone wins a car in the double play bonus round. Not too many people win the car in the season Buzzer is airing. I personally also find the music played while announcer Johnny Olson describes the prizes relaxing as well. I would classify the Ed Kalhoff composed music cues as jazz fusion, although I could be mistaken. Since this specific program aired in the 70s, some of the more up-tempo pieces have a bit of a funky edge to them. Jack Nars does a great job hosting Concentration. He doesn't become overly excited, as some modern game show hosts sometimes do, but he does radiate a positive energy that reflects on the contestants. My whole family enjoys this version of Concentration, including my two cats. My mom and dad both enjoy trying to solve the puzzle before the contestants, and the cats love it when cat food is offered as a prize. Some may find this version of Concentration boring, but I feel that this flows at a slow enough pace so that a knucklehead like me can follow along. Big Bam Boom by Daryl Hall and John Oates. It's Thursday, my dudes. In October 1984, Daryl Hall and John Oates added this album to their slew of money-printing albums. Starting off with Dance on Your Knees and segueing into the zenith of popular music, Out of Touch, which remains one of my favorite songs of all time, the listener should realize a party is about to start and one best brush off their dance moves before listening to the rest of the album. The next track, METHODOF, Modern, LOVE, continues to treat the listener to a beat that could best be described in one word. Fire! Bank on Your Love is a departure from the rest of the album because, to my ears at least, there is some country influence. Perhaps it stems from the lyrics. Side A closes with another one of my favorite songs of all time, Some Things Are Better Left Unsaid. The beat feels good, the melodies sound divine, and Daryl's voice sounds increasingly powerful as the song progresses. I recommend seeking out the live version of this song performed at Liberty Park, New Jersey, on July the 4th, 1985. Side B opens with Going Through the Motions. Although a deep cut, this song takes drummer Mickey Curry's bumpin' beat, tosses in G.E. Smith and Oates' electric guitar sound, blends T-Bone Walk's wicked bass licks, mixes Charlie Mr. Casual DeChant's powerful saxophone performance, and combines all that with Hall's outstanding lyrics and vocals, and serves up a cornucopia of sound that should have been another hit. However, it was used as a powerful closer during the subsequent tour. Cold, Dark, and Yesterday is a haunting song that sends chills down my spine every time I hear the melody. In my opinion, the only downside to this song is that the lyrics outside of the chorus all deal with how hot the person feels. All American Girl features lyrics that, again, are not the best, in my view. I don't see how the All American Girl gets what she wants. Why is it limited to just America? Is it the freedom? I do get a kick out of John dropping rhymes halfway through the song, and of the lyrics, the ones during this part are my favorite. The album ends with Possession Obsession, another haunting song that has a more inner-city type of attitude and structure to the lyrics and melody. It ends with a band snapping their fingers to the time of the beat as they fade out into the distance of the inner city. I actually had a dream about the live version of this song. I dreamt I was singing this song on board a boat with two backup dancers, and we were heavily influenced by Michael Jackson by means of dancing and not the other thing. Page 4. This album is a fitting send-off to this period of Daryl and John's career. This was the last album for RCA, and outside of bassist T-Bone Walk, the rest of the lineup during this time would move on to other projects. G.E. Smith would lead the Saturday Night Live band. Mickey Curry joined Bryan Adams' band following the tour, although he would be featured on the 2003 Hall & Oates album Do It For Love. Charlie DeChant would rejoin for the 1990 album Change of Season. Big Bam Boom is my favorite Daryl Hall and John Oates album because the songs fill me with such joy when I listen to them, and when I'm alone, I often find myself singing along to most of the songs on the album. And now, it's time for the Kitty Corner. Dear Human, dude keeps on working on this stupid thing instead of petting me and feeding me when I want to be eat. Tell dude I require more petting and feeding and less tapping on his top of his lap or whatever he calls it. Thanks for reading this, because I can't. Salem.
Dear other humans, many moons ago, I met some long-nosed kitties, and they were fun. We played in the garden and got to meet the mama. But the humans kept telling me that they stinky and they're not allowed in the backyard, which is silly. Tell Human to bring back my long-nosed kitty friends. Tell Human I is hungry, too. That bent is skinzy.
Poke your mom's son? Gotta catch some rays. Pokemon Sun and Moon was released for the Nintendo 3DS on November 18, 2016 in the U.S. You explore an attempt to capture Pokemon on the Alolan Islands, all the while participating in island challenges and competing in grand trials against the four kahunas. Hala on Mele Mele Island, Olivia on Akala Island, Nanu on Ula Ula Island, and
You'll have to play the game to find out, Pudro!
On Pony Island. Along the way, you'll meet a street gang made up of mentally challenged individuals calling themselves Team Skull. Their leader, Guzma, has to take my award for the trainer I had the most fun defeating while laughing at how ridiculous him and his crew act and appear. They may look tough and act hard in their own minds, but anyone who's from the streets or spent time in prison will quickly grow tired of seeing this little batch of knuckleheads. The good news is that usually a trainer can wrap up a battle with these goofs in a relatively quick fashion. Then there's Hao, Kahuna Hala's grandson and your rival. He's a nice kid, takes care of his Pokemon, but
Ivey!
To me, Hao sometimes picks the most inopportune moments to battle you. After you leave the Aether Foundation, you're enjoying a boat ride with Hao destined for Ula Ula Island.
upon arrival and after leaving the port, Hal takes that specific opportunity to challenge you to a battle. As I was playing, I sit there and go, my boy, you couldn't have battled me before we left? Of course, this is me just saying this in my head, and I have no idea where at Aether Paradise or near whatever port they're coming from that would be suitable for battle. He means well, though. You will also find visual and move type differences in Pokemon you might have encountered in previous games. The game accounts this to the Alolan climate and environment. I feel that the designers wanted to shake things up in this generation of Pokemon. To me, it felt interesting encountering island challenges and grand trials instead of gyms and collecting badges. I felt a connection to the characters in this game that I didn't have in some of the previous games. Perhaps it's because the tropical climate and the native culture appealed to me. Perhaps I just need to vacuum out the sand in the back seat of my car and get the sand out of my sneakers. In the next issue, my Wheel of Fortune obsession, journey going their separate ways, and discovering Ye Olden Web. Somewhere out there, the newsletter is published by Candy Bar Cheese Press. Somewhere out there, the program is produced by Candy Bar Cheese Productions. Visit me on the web at mhmrules.neocities.org and email me at matthewmartinez56@yahoo.com. That's MatthewMartinez56@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening! Thank you.